the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
I'm Lynn.
I'm Maddie.
And we're back, still talking trash.
Bye, Deanna. Thanks for coming on the show. Greenville County Litter Prevention. Look for that in the coming months, in the coming years. They're going to be doing big stuff. But we want to take this segment and talk about litter's impact on the environment. I mean, it's pretty obvious that litter is bad for the environment. We're taught from a young age not to litter, not to throw trash on the ground. But, you know, we wanted to talk about why it's so important not to. Because, you know, of all the different pollutants that we educate about, just litter seems like the most prevalent. Which is interesting because I think that if you ask most people, they would say, no, me, litter, never.
Yet, that's what, and that when we ask people, no, we've actually only had one person in all the times that we've been asking, you know, especially when we're out at school programs and we say, hey, who here litters?
The kids are honest, but the adults.
Yeah, but we just had that one child who raised her hand and said, I do. I litter.
And she was proud. We found with the younger grades, they have more hands up than the older kids. But,
yeah.
But hey, that's why we teach them.
That's right.
That's what we're there for. It's just so prevalent. Keep America Beautiful is a nationwide organization, and one of their focuses is on litter prevention. And Palmetto Pride is our statewide litter prevention agency. And they do a lot of research out here on the road. They have found that it's estimated that about 51 billion pieces of litter appear on the roadway each year, which on average is about 6,729 items per mile of roadway across the nation. Yeah.
Give me some numbers, Maddie.
Yeah,
break that down for me.
Of that, about 52% of litter is estimated to come from motorists, about 8% from pedestrians, about 16% from improperly covered trucks, and about 8% from other behaviors. So
other.
It seems like most of it maybe hopefully is accidental, but not all of it.
And the interesting thing is, you know, we're saying with all this, with this trouble and everything, litter is truly the one pollutant out of all the ones that we talk about. Litter is the one that's the easiest to eliminate.
It is. So it's just so prevalent in the environment. So what happens is that, you know, one way or the other, the trash makes its way onto the ground, you know, accidentally, intentionally, whatever. And from there, you know, it might sit on the ground for a while, but eventually it's all going to either be taken by wind or by rainwater. You know, whenever it rains, that stormwater will take it and dump it right into rivers. So, you know, basically every piece of trash that ends up on the ground, unless it gets picked up by a kind person, is going to end up in our waterways. And that, you know, it affects our local water quality, but it also affects worldwide water quality. Because as we know from Finding Nemo, all drains lead to the ocean, whether you're flushing fish or throwing trash on the ground. But all of the rivers, and, you know, we've got tons and tons and tons of rivers, creeks, streams here in the Southeast. They all eventually flow out into the ocean. So, you know, here in South Carolina, all of our rainwater is headed right out to the Atlantic Ocean. And what happens is that the ocean currents, basically, you know, they make these big circles around the ocean. And within the currents, you get gyres and kind of the middle of the current. And you get these big patches of garbage. One of the more popular ones is called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. But they occur in every gyre in the ocean, just these big patches of garbage.
I don't know where
it gets caught up.
It's not really so much that it's popular. It's more that people know about that one.
More well-known.
Well-known, yes.
Right. And they're sometimes called floating trash continents. They're primarily made of plastic. And the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the latest research that's out, estimates it to be about 6 or 7 times the size of Texas.
That's incredible.
That's massive.
It's massive. And the thing is, you know, you say, oh, it's the size of a continent. Okay, so why don't we build on it?
Why don't we colonize it?
Yeah,
throw more plastic on the ocean.
No.
No, yeah, it's not even one big pile that we could scoop up. It's evenly distributed, not only across that 6 or 7 Texases, but throughout the water column. So, you know, from the surface, getting down deeper into the ocean. And the hard part about it, too, is that it's not all big pieces that you could just scoop up.
So we can't go out there with like a net and just scoop it up with a couple of ships and a big giant net.
That would be great. But then you run the risk of scooping up all the animals. And honestly, most of the litter, by the time it's been sitting in the ocean for a while, it's been cracked on land or it's been dried by the sun. But it breaks down into these smaller and smaller pieces called microtrash or microplastics. And this happens on land or in the water. But they're just really, really small pieces of trash. And I mean, think about how fine of a net you'd have to scoop all that out.
Yeah, that would be a little bit crazy. You know, you think about that and you're like, it wouldn't really be scooping it out more. It would have to be more like cheesecloth or even finer than that and straining it. And
work. So deep into the water column. It's amazing.
Yeah. So you've got all the ocean, you know, currents swirling. And that's what happens. Everything leads to these gyres.
Yeah. And one issue of that too is that a lot of animals in the ocean, we're talking ocean specifically, but this applies to all bodies of water. They're filter feeders. So they intake water and they filter out small particles of food. Well, unfortunately, lots of these little plastics are about the same size as the food. So instead of filtering food, they're filtering plastic, which I would not want to eat plastic. I'm not sure about you.
Yeah, I love some shrimp. Love some shrimp. And now you're telling me that my shrimps potentially could be full of plastic.
Yeah. So there's this phenomenon, if you will, bioaccumulation and biomagnification.
Those are big words.
They are big words and they are kind of scary. Basically, what happens is you'll have your bottom level food, you know, your bottom level food, let's say plankton in the ocean. And the little planktons, they may eat each one little piece of plastic, which, you know, it might not seem like a big deal, but, you know, then you might have your minnow come along and your minnow eats your plankton. Well, if your minnow is eating 10 plankton, well, now your minnow is full of 10 pieces of plastic. Well, a bigger fish comes along and eats the minnow. And if it eats 5 minnows, then this big fish has now got 50 pieces of plastic in it.
Ooh, multiplication.
Yeah, math. Uh-huh. You like those nice round numbers I did there?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't pick, like, you know, 453 fish came and ate 375. Yeah.
Very scientific. But yeah, so it works its way up the food chain. So, I mean, that can affect humans too. A fish is definitely a big source of protein throughout the world. And, you know, we're finding, if not individual pieces of plastic, the chemicals from the plastic work its way into the tissues of the animals. So, you know, that even working its way all the way up to humans, it's very, very detrimental to the food chain.
Yeah. And that's so when you break down biomagnification, that explains it. So biology. So
bio
animals,
meaning life. Yep.
Meaning life, and magnification meaning getting bigger and bigger and bigger and multiplying. So,
yeah. So, yeah, that's just an interesting phenomenon people might not consider.
So that was your fancy word knowledge of the day.
Yeah, good vocab term.
Uh-huh.
And then another problem with the litter, too, from an environmental standpoint, is that, you know, we might go out and do a litter cleanup and, you know, pick up all the litter on the road, which is fantastic, but traditionally, and you know, some people go above and beyond, but usually when you do a litter cleanup, you're not necessarily focused on sorting your trash from your recyclables. So right there is a big stream of it. We did a trash cleanup back in October of 2016, and we found about a third of what we collected could have been recycled. And that's just our, you know, our own collection. So
and we did separate.
We did. Yes, we did separate it. So, you know, all those cans, you get a lot of soda bottles, a lot of, you know, beer bottles, glass bottles, things like that. So that, you know, that's a waste of resources right there. Those items could have been reused or recycled and turned into new items. But instead, they ended up on the ground in the river.
And public service announcement. Should you enjoy going out and picking up and doing trash cleanups, if there are bottles and the bottles have liquid in them, what should we do, Maddie?
Don't open them.
Why?
Unfortunately, we live in meth country. This is the litter picker upper experts recommend not opening the bottles as they may contain meth waste,
which could be bad.
Which
really,
is
really
definitely bad. So just keep those closed. Maybe wear some gloves.
Yeah, you know what? When you're out picking up litter anyway, be careful. You should be wearing gloves and paying close attention to what you're picking up. I mean, that's just that's kind of a common sense thing. But, I think especially if you bring a youth group out to do it, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Deanna was mentioning in previous segments, if you need supplies for a litter cleanup, she can hook you up. So gloves, vest, bags, anything like that. So, you know, you can be safe about it and be clean about it. But that's really what's going to make the difference, I think, is it's just the change in behavior. So I would challenge everybody, you know, if you just pick up one piece of litter a day, you know, just make it a habit to just start with one. And by doing that, you know, you're setting a good role model for your community. And people are seeing you out there, and maybe that will inspire them to either go out and help you pick up, or if they're the litterer, maybe at least they'll stop littering. You know, it's all of our job to keep it clean, because hopefully that wasn't intentional and maybe someone accidentally dropped it. I'm not going to say I've never accidentally dropped a piece of litter, because that seems really unrealistic.
I had a piece of litter on my shoe just yesterday, and Maddie helped me with that. That was so nice.
I even put it in my pocket
and cleaned it up because there was no trash can around.
Right.
But no, you know, I think I the one thing that I would hope people could kind of take away from this is I would like for people to have a sense of pride in their community. We keep seeing all these articles on how wonderful Greenville is to visit and how perfect Greenville is, and everybody should come and visit here. And I would wish for all Greenville County citizens to feel this same way about their city, their county, their small area in which they might live. You know, and keep it clean and just have some pride.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, not only for ourselves, but for future generations, because a lot of this trash, especially when you look at the plastics and the styrofoams, they break down into smaller and smaller pieces, but those kind of items never biodegrade. So they will never fully return to nature. So, you know, we're looking generations ahead. This stuff is going to be here for the rest of Earth's existence. So, you know, if we can minimize it now, that'll have better outcomes in the long term.
And so with this, by the way, we'd like to say is our very final episode of Saturday Splash. We've enjoyed the 6 months where we've been here on the radio. And thank you for listening, and stay tuned. You may hear us again.
That's right. Don't forget, check out past episodes at SaturdaySplash.com, and keep it tuned here to 94.5 WGTK The Answer. This has been The Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn.